Hello, everyone. Well, it is spring break. It is spring break week for me. And I don't know if it's spring break week for you, because it's not spring break week for everyone. But I will tell you that I toyed with the idea for like 35 seconds of not doing a podcast this week, because I am actually on quasi-vacation. And what it means for me to be on quasi-vacation is I'm not flying anywhere or traveling anywhere, but I am taking a week where Tiff and I are just going to be grown-ups and just chill out. We're going to the city. That would be New York City, for those of you who don't call it the city, for a couple nights. First of which, we are going to see the lovely and amazing and talented and dear to my heart, Shoshana Bean, sing in Waitress. And I'm very excited about that. And then we're going to see another play, and we're going to have dinner with friends, and we're just going to be kid-free grown-ups for a couple days. So I'm really excited about that. And I thought, you know what, Nicole, take a week off the podcast. It's fine. It's okay. And I know it's okay, but I really like to be accountable. I like to do what I say I'm going to do. You know, that's a big part of self-esteem, I feel. I think if you want to have self-esteem, then you have to do esteemable acts. You can't just decide you want to feel good about yourself. You have to act in a way that you think is honorable. And I said I would be here every week. So let's talk, just you and me today, about some things on my mind when it comes to your healing, and have a little podcast together. Let's do that. Let's do it. So I'm not going to go into a big song and dance about all my upcoming stuff. I will just say, if you are at all interested in learning more about my work, please click on the resources tab at thecureforchronicpain.com. That is www.thecureforchronicpain.com. And it will be a tab that is called resources. It has links to everything. My Omega retreat this summer, my YouTube channel, my book, my online course, it's all there. Learn about this shit and heal your life. I've been getting like just awesome, awesome emails and instant messages and direct messages on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what everything's called, but people are contacting me saying, hey, can I just say thank you? I am 100 times better. My life is back. I have hope again. So I want that for you, whoever you are out there. So click on the link and learn about my work and how it can help you. So let's just talk a little bit today. This is going to be a brief one, but I want to talk a little bit today about the flavor of the messages that I've been seeing exchanged on my Facebook group. So I have a closed group on Facebook, which you can join if you'd like. Just go to Facebook and search Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs, LCSW, and ask to join. Totally closed group. That means that none of the posts are seen on your timeline or by your family. No one sees anything unless they're in the group. So I've been noticing we have a lot of newcomers lately, which is fantastic. And the reason we have a lot of newcomers is because as this word spreads, I'm getting loads and loads of people asked to join. And the only reason that's a bit of a challenge is a lot of people are asking newbie questions, and we don't have all that many people to answer the questions. There are definitely people answering them, and the community is vibrant and thriving. But the reason we don't have tons and tons of people to answer the newbie questions is because so many people are getting well. And I think that when you get well, you don't go to internet chat rooms anymore. You don't go on message boards anymore. You're kind of just like outliving your life, which is, of course, amazing and makes me the happiest child on the planet. But it's also the reason why I have to get up here on this platform and answer some of the questions in a way that everybody is going to be able to hear the answer, because I don't have time to sit in each thread and type out answers, even though I do any chance I get, and you'll see my responses on the page. I think that there's one thing I want to hit on top of the list, which is that a lot of people ask questions about different symptoms, you know, like, well, I've read about migraines and fibromyalgia and back pain, but I have pelvic pain, or I have skin disorders, or I have irritable bowel, or I have reflux. You know, is TMS, is that TMS? Can I be cured by Journal Speak? And that's a totally legitimate question, of course, by the way. But here's the thing that you will get. I promise you, if you're one of the people wondering that in your mind, you're going to get this by the time we're said and done. You know, in a few months when you're feeling so much better after dedicating yourself to this work, you'll understand why this question, why this seeking and this questioning and this researching is just another form of TMS, because it's another diversion from just doing the work. And it's your fear. It's your fear leading you. So let me explain a little bit about how it's possible for one type of work, one type of exercise, to cure all sorts of different disorders. So here's the deal. I don't understand the brain and the nervous system enough to explain to you why this happens, and neither does any scientist living that is walking the planet right now. Nobody can explain the brain in the precision in which it responds to different stimuli. There are a lot of people that understand it far better than me, but nobody understands exactly how it works 100%. That's why we're always researching, and that's why medicine is a practice. And, you know, there is that cliche, we only use 6% of our brain. I don't know what the percentage is in 2019, but we're not using the whole thing. And there are parts of our brain, many of which are responding to the most basic form of protection, which is located in the brain stem, the reptilian brain, which operates under the umbrella of fight, flight, or freeze. And that protective mechanism will keep us from predators no matter if we approve or not. Doesn't ask our opinion, doesn't ask our permission, will protect us. And that's why somebody gets reflux, where someone else gets vertigo, where somebody else gets migraines, where somebody else gets fibro, where somebody else gets back, neck, shoulder, knee, hip, leg, ankle pain, where somebody else gets irritable bowel, stomach disorders. Did I say reflux yet? You know, and pelvic pain. The list goes on. I mean, I have seen super weird things that don't even fit into any of those categories with people over the years. I had a woman who had horrible, intense itching and no rash. I had a woman who had horrible, intense itching in one quarter-shaped area of her body with no rash, but it just burned and itched all the time. I've had a lot of people report nerve pain. And all of these things have healed completely when their repressed emotions were carefully and kindly and just dedicatedly, is that a word? When they're dedicated, when people get dedicated to doing this work and they do it on a regular basis, these symptoms all go away. Why? Why is it possible for all these different varied symptoms to have one answer? And the reason it is possible is because simply your nervous system and your brain are seeking to protect you from your repressed emotions, which is seen as a greater predator than whatever symptom you're having. And whatever symptom you're having is going to have to do with your own unique biology and your own delicate balance between the suggestible brain and the body, which falls in line with the brain and the nervous system. So if I'm always a person who has gotten headaches since I was a little kid, and I accept that, and that's an entry point for my nervous system and my brain to swoop in and protect me from the repressed trauma I had as a child, or how trapped I feel in my life, or how conflicted I feel about parenthood, or how terrified I am of my hypochondria, or my OCD, or my anxiety, or my depression, which are all also TMS equivalents. If that headache is going to be something that I'll accept, and my body will go along with it, and my suggestible brain will be like, well, you know, you've always gotten headaches, then headaches it is. Whereas somebody else, it might be stomach issues, and somebody else, it might be fibromyalgia. And there's so many different ways that we can manifest physical discomfort as a reaction of our repressed emotions trying to rise to the surface. So I think it's really important for people when they're first learning about this work and they say, oh, well, I have this, or I have so-and-so, or is it possible that I can be helped? I want to say this to you. Are you listening? I'm talking right to you. Yes. Oh, honey, yes, you can be helped. You can be helped. If you are suffering in any way that is chronic, that a doctor can't explain to you how to get rid of, that can't be, you know, swept away by an antibiotic and banished from your system. This is for you. You know, I have Shoshana, who was just on the podcast a couple weeks ago. She had chronic colds, upper respiratory infections, throat issues. You know, she doesn't have them anymore, literally at all, after dedicating herself to this work. I had Danielle, who was on this podcast a bunch of weeks back, who had watering eyes. Her eyes would just water and water and water, and then they would crust together in the mornings, and it wasn't conjunctivitis, and it wasn't allergies, and no one can help her. She did this work, it went away. That was over a year ago. It's never come back. You know why? Because Danny needed to cry. She needed to cry, and her body decided to cry for her. What a weird thing. What a thing you couldn't anticipate. What a thing you wouldn't label as chronic pain. But these are the symptoms that I'm dealing with in my practice every day, and we are a suffering society. We are a suffering world. And if there is space, so I mean, when I say if there's space, like, I think about refugees a lot. My heart just opens and aches for refugees and mothers and children and taking care of your elderly parents and trying to escape from a war-torn area and find salvation somewhere. My heart just aches and bleeds for people who are suffering like that. And when I think about them, I think to myself, I bet there's not much chronic illness and pain in a refugee population. They might get actually ill, they might get infections, and they might get, I don't know, different things that can kill you when you don't have clean water and good food and adequate shelter. But I don't think a lot of them are having fibromyalgia and, you know, irritable bowel for no reason. And I'm not putting us down as a modern developed world and saying that we're asking for it. I'm saying that this is a clue into our brains and our nervous systems that those people are in real fight or flight, actual. You know, they're not in fight or flight because their boss called them into their office, their dad gave them a sideways glance, or their kid got in trouble in school. They're in actual primal animal fight or flight where they're needing to tend to their lives. But see, the rest of us that are out here living under a roof with air conditioning and heat and food in our stomachs and a life that we call a reasonable, acceptable life, that we're not in danger all the time, we have space for that fear to slip in and to manifest all different symptoms because we have not adequately felt our feelings. And guess what? No one adequately feels their feelings, okay? This is not your fault, and this is not your doing. This is being raised in a level of consciousness, in an age of consciousness, which is now shifting, where feeling our feelings was not at the top of the list. In fact, as I just watched Brené Brown's special the other night on Netflix, which is just phenomenal. I just freaking love Brené Brown. Brené, if you're listening, girl, I fucking love you. And I love that you swear and you're yourself and you're out there and you're true. You've inspired me so much. And I listened to her special. And when she talks about vulnerability and she says, raise your hand if you understand that vulnerability and weakness are not the same thing. And everybody thinks that vulnerability is weakness. Everybody thinks that being strong and being vulnerable are two opposite ends of the spectrum. And it's so crazy. It's so the opposite. Vulnerability is strength. Showing yourself, being yourself, speaking your voice, owning your feelings, drawing your boundaries. This is strength. This is not weakness. And this is, it requires vulnerability and humility to do this work. So I want to say that we are in an age of consciousness that is shifting now, but thus far we have not been encouraged to feel our feelings. It has not had a high value in society to be self-expressed. It's actually had a high value in society to shut down and to be polite and to just not, you know, make nice and be a good person and take the high road. And yes, we should take the high road in terms of being spiritually kind to one another. But there needs to be a space for that child inside of us to express him or herself, or we are going to suffer. We're going to continue to suffer. So if you are a person that is confused, concerned, researching if your symptom can apply, let me just tell you something right now. Your symptom can apply. If you have a tumor, please go to a doctor and get it checked out. Get an MRI. I don't want anybody trying to journal speak away a tumor. If you have white pustules on the back of your throat, go to the doctor, get a throat culture. You know, I'm not doing witchcraft in my bathroom here. I am a realist. My children see the doctor. I go to the doctor. I get pap smears. I get mammograms. I know not everyone even believes in this stuff, but I do. I believe in medicine, but when medicine has reached its end for you, when you have something that is considered chronic, whether it's stomach aches or headaches or pain or skin, your breakouts in your skin, or any number of things that are just considered something that you think you have to live with, or low energy or exhaustion or no zest for life, no joy for life, these are conditions that cannot be fixed easily with a medical procedure or a drug. I think there's medicines that can help. I am not against antidepressants. If that's your choice, that's your choice. I have absolutely no problem with that. I do have a problem with opioid pain medications because they do not work except to get you high and to get you addicted. Short term, maybe after a surgery, sure. At the end of life, when people need palliative care, sure. But for long-term use, opioids are poison. They're poison to your soul and they're poison to your body. And I will say that. But in any case, I want you to just consider that the research and whether or not this is TMS and whether or not you can heal is just another form of TMS. The constant Googling, the perseveration, the rumination, just chill, my love. Chill and do the work. Read about my stuff. You know, I've been getting a lot of really crazy transformative emails about the course. I created this online course. I did it from my heart. I did it with channeling my higher guides, my higher self. Check it out. Check out my online course. You can take the first lesson for free at my website. I've been hearing that it is like absolutely changing the game for people. So maybe that's your next step. You know, it's a little bit of money, but compared to what's out there, it's not that much. I did my very best to keep the cost down. So check out the course. It's 14 lessons. It can be easily completed in 30 days. Change your life, my friend. I promise you, you have more access to joy out there. You have a pain-free life, not a total pain-free life. You have a chronic pain-free life. Human pain is inevitable. And guess what? Human pain is necessary because suffering brings us to awakenings the way thirst brings us to water. And so you're going to need to feel things and you're going to need to have little taps on your shoulder and say, hey, this hurts us. What's going on inside? Okay, so we need that. But chronic pain is an epidemic of fear and you do not need to suffer in chronic pain. So this is spring break, so I'm not going to keep it long. I'm heading out to New York City tomorrow. I hope you guys had a wonderful Easter. I hope you have a wonderful Passover. I hope that everybody out there who is listening has just a tiny kernel of hope, a little bit more than they had 18 minutes and 39 seconds ago. All right, guys, I love you lots, and I'm wishing you a beautiful day. And until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain with Nicole Sachs. That's me. See you next week. Bye-bye.